وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. أما بعد, almost every beginning of Ramadan or Shawwal, there are some people who confuse the Muslims with regard to the beginning of the moon. They confuse the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. And from the truthfulness of the religion is easy. It's very easy in everything. And with regard to this issue, if the moon, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صوم لرؤيته وافطر لرؤيته, fast by the moon side and break the fasting by the moon side. You see the moon, fasting the month of Ramadan. You see the month of Sha'ban, of Shawwal, break the fasting. Is there any confusion on that? You see the moon. In another hadith, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, نحن أمة أمية لا نكتب ولا نحسب. We are illiterate people. We don't write, we don't calculate. The month is such and such, 29th or 30. If you see it, fast. And if you see it, break the fasting. صوم لرؤيتي وأفطر لرؤيتي. How about if we don't see it? Because that may happen. There may be clouds, there may be rain, there may be snow, there may be something. What's the ruling? Confused? لا. فأكمل العدة 30, complete the number, the 30. It's 29 of Sha'ban. Look for the moon. You see it? You see the moon of Ramadan? Fast. You don't see it? Complete. Shawwal 30. You are required to do nothing else. And you go by that. This is very simple. With the clarity of this mas'ala, some people are coming almost every year. When some Muslims, they see the moon, and they say, we have seen the moon. Like Saudi Arabia, they have judges. They have their whole institute for watching the moon. Many corners of Saudi Arabia, where usually the moon can be seen, if there's no clouds, nothing covering it, on the top places, they have telescopes. They have people who specialize in the religion. And even on the astronomy, they have both. But they go by the moon side. If they see, person is brought in front of the judge. He has to be known to be justice. Al-adl. You don't accept the testimony of everybody. Person has to be known, somebody who is justice. Then he's asked, by Allah, have you seen the moon? Say, by Allah, I've seen the moon. The rule is made it. They announce, someone there here in America, there, no, they couldn't see the moon. No way they could see the moon. No, the astronomer said they can't see the moon. Calculations, can't it be? And now some Muslims, they believe, oh, so they really couldn't see the moon. So and such couldn't see the moon. Number one, the one who's saying this, number one, he disobeying the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, fast by the moon side. These people, they saw it. So he's saying, no, we are not fasting. Number two, he's doing wrong. When he belie a Muslim who say, I saw the moon, who is a justice, and judges confirm, and he said, no, he didn't see the moon. How you know he didn't see the moon? عدم العلم ليس بعلم. Lack of knowledge, not the knowledge. You don't know it, he knows it. Someone entered the masjid now and he said he saw so and such. He saw him, he's in the masjid, in front of the masjid. Another one saying, no, you didn't see him. You can't see. I have seen that one. He was that far. How could you see? Akhi, I saw by Allah. I know him, I saw him. Do you know me lying? No, I saw him. Al-ulama, they say, al-musbat muqaddam ala nafi. The one who affirms something take precedence over the one who rejects something. If someone affirms something, he takes precedence over the one who rejects something, because the one who affirms, he has extra knowledge. He has more knowledge. So number two, they are belying the Muslims who say they saw the moon. They say, no, you didn't see the moon. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-Muslim, akhul Muslim, la yadlimuhu, wa la yakdibuhu. A Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. La yadlim, he doesn't oppress him, wa la yakdibuhu, and he doesn't belie him. He doesn't belie him, say, no, you're lying. Muslim doesn't do that unless there is a proof otherwise. Clear proof, not suspicion. Number three, these people are wrong because they base on calculations, which has been proved more than one time. It can't be dependent on. Calculations, astronomer say such and such, can't be relied on for two reasons. The biggest one, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we are illiterate ummah, we don't write, we don't calculate. The month is 29. Or 30. You see it, fast. Break the fasting. You don't see it, complete. Based on that hadith, we don't need calculations. The second reason is these calculations, they're contradicting. They're lying many times. And subhanAllah, I have experience with that. You know, experience is very important. لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَايَنَ Authentic hadith, what you see is not like what people tell you. That's authentic hadith. One time, last year, someone, those I trust them, Salafi brother, he's sending me one of those Saudi astronomers saying there's no way the moon could be seen in Saudi Arabia. No way. Because of this. And he explained how the number is. I calculate. No way. Because I trust this Salafi brother. And I know he go after this. He also likes to see. He has. But this person, I become convinced, to be honest, with what he's saying. Somebody has started, he's the head of the astronomer group, this institute, and there is no way I can see those Easter. The closest country that may see is South Africa, somewhere he mentioned. Otherwise, no way. Anyone claim he see a star, he didn't see it. Okay. Then I shared this information with some brothers at the night of the Eid, of the beginning of the month. He shared different information. Another one saying, another astronomer giving me another, almost the same picture, saying, no, it could be seen. I sent the information to the brother. He didn't accept. He said, no, the one I sent you, he's the one who specializes this. He's the one. Okay, time go by. The moon has been sighted, not in one country, in many countries. Many countries. So what I became, I had the certain that these people are sometimes lying. But even if they would have tell the truth, is regardless. It's dismissed. It's disregarded in Islam. We don't write, we don't calculate. You see? So this should be very clear. Never ever consider what those astronomers they say in Islam is useless. What's being considered? صوموا لرؤيتي وافطروا لرؤيتي. فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا العدة 30 صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Plus calculations. How many people know calculations? I have no idea what this calculation is. Likewise, many Muslims, they don't know it. But moon side is known. It's very simple. The religion is easy. The religion is not for certain people who have PhD holders, who themselves contradict one another, who need a lot of instruments, very sophisticated, who need to go to the space shuttle in order to... It doesn't need all that. Every Muslim everywhere, male, female, very simple. You see the moon? Fast. You don't see it? Complete that. 30, it can't be more than 30. It can't be 28 or less. 29? Very, very clear. On the other hand, barakallahu fiikum, there's another issue too. Some people, they make it Muslim confused, even though it's very easy too, very simple. The people of knowledge, they differ. This hadith, sumu liru'yati, waftir liru'yati, fast by the moon side, break by the moon side. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was he alayhi wa sallam, when he was saying this hadith, talking to a certain people, those who were around him, or he was talking to all the Muslims? What is the consequence? If we say the Prophet ﷺ was talking to the people with him, meaning is the people of Medina, they see, but we don't see, we don't consider their moon sight. Because he ﷺ was talking to them. Is that understandable? But if it's said general, Prophet ﷺ was talking to whole ummah, if they see, it's like we saw it. We go by it. The ulama, they delivered this issue from day one. Not this time. From time Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Until today, they differ. Is it being considered the moon side of every Muslim, wherever he may be? Somebody Muslim in Russia or in China or in India saw the moon, every Muslim all over the world, if that Muslim is justice and it's a proof, has seen, not doubt, it's not those who don't know it. Sometimes some people, they say, we saw the moon, they don't know it. Like what's happened to me. This experience I have too. Three imams, I and another two. One night, we come to know, someone say he saw the moon in America. This shake ass, he saw the moon. We go after him whole night until we find the person who was in the YouTube, who was there. So they make him, he said, we come to the conclusion he didn't see a moon. Because even the time he said he saw a moon, it's before the sunset. Can you believe that? Before moon sunset, it's not that for that night. It's not considered. Moon has to be after the sunset, not before the sun. So it's very basic, but he doesn't know it. So anybody who sees something, it's not accepted. Person has to have adil. Adil is justice, knowledge. He has to have a knowledge of what he's talking about. And he has to be trustworthy. Two things. هذا هو العدل إلا من شهد بالحق وهم يعلمون. So everybody. So again, the ulama, they differ this issue. Some of them say, consider local moon site, wherever that local is, they differ. Some of them say, no, it's universal site. Wherever the Muslim is, it's considered. Majority of the ulama, most of them, they say the hadith is general. Any Muslim, wherever he may be, he see, the rest, they take that rule. Muslims are one. Majority of them. Some of them, even including Saudi scholars, Lajna Daima, they say local moon site. So the issue is different. Among scholars, it's not a problem. If someone consider to see the opinion of the majority, all Muslims should go by the moon site of one Muslim wherever he see the moon, that's the majority of scholars. And the hadith is general. The one who say no, because of that narration, because of that understanding of some of the Salaf or Salih, including the companion, we go our local moon site. He did good. No fight. No problem. It's a simple issue. It's not to refute one another. It's not to blame the other. Alhamdulillah. But no calculations. So, Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, I conclude with this one, was asked. Some Muslims in Spain, they say we go by the Saudi moon site. Since we don't have Islamic State in Spain, we don't have Islamic, we go by, is that okay? The Sheikh said, La ba'sa bi. Nothing is wrong with that. This is the general, all the Muslims has the same moon site. Plus Saudi Arabia, he said, more qualified to follow them because they apply the Sharia. The Sheikh says, Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. And from that, they apply the Sharia, they don't go by a calculation. They go by moon site. That's from their application to the Sharia. That's why they invest so much money, send so much specialists to look moon site. They see it, they go by it. They don't see it, they complete it. No confusion. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, don't listen to those people who all the time bring you these calculations. Those people who make you doubt, oh, that counter didn't see it. How can you see they didn't see it? How can you belie a Muslim? Based on you denying Muslims moon site because of the calculations. Calculation is not considered in Islam. We ask Allah al-Karim to give us good end and sorry taking too much of your time. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad.